You know what it is I love about being Spider-Man? Everything.
Mark Webb's 3D sequel, The Amazing Spider-Man 2, starts as Peter Parker, the young man under the Spider-Man suit, is graduating from high school and preparing to take on the world. The film dazzles with its special effects, but filmmaker Mark Webb says the superhero's optimism and youthfulness are the biggest draw for young people.
Which is kind of a magical thing, because we are in a world that is divided by borders, by religion, by politics, and these characters, the characters that everybody can find something in, can penetrate people in a very special way.
Like Mark Webb, Andrew Garfield, who plays Spider-Man, believes that Hollywood's big-budget superhero flick helps shape an international popular culture based on compassion, idealism, and hope.
No matter what your gender, no matter what your sexual persuasion or your skin color, he is a representative of all of us, and I believe we've really felt that going around the world. Everyone can imagine themselves as Spider-Man.
In The Amazing Spider-Man 2, Spider-Man fights crime with gusto in the urban canyons of New York City, breaking into witticisms that many may not find that witty. But he's likable and has a great chemistry with his co-star, Emma Stone, who plays Gwen Stacy, his love interest.
It feels like you're making a different movie every day, kind of, because you are shooting these really grounded, intimate scenes one day, and then the next day you are on wires swinging in a giant green room.
The big money is on the film's impressive special effects, like those seen in one of the film's climactic moments when Spider-Man faces off with his nemesis, Electro, played by Jamie Foxx.
We built an entire version of Times Square out in Long Island because they wouldn't let us do the things we needed to do in the actual Times Square. We, had 13 construction cranes and all these shipping crates, green screens surrounding this environment, so we could come up with an arena for Spider-Man and Electro to go head-to-head.
The sleek CGI technology makes Spider-Man more agile than ever, and his enemies more menacing.
I just wanted everyone to see me.
After it's done, after people are watching it now and it's opening up all over the world, we got a chance to travel and to see young kids and people, so excited about it.
But it is the grim and unexpected turn of events towards the end of the film that highlights Spider-Man's humanity and limitations in a human drama where no one can have it all. Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington.